time here on BBC Radio 3 to go live to Glasgow for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph and Claire Martin.
Hello, I'm Claire Martin.
And I'm Julian Joseph.
And welcome to a very special edition of Jazz Lineup at BBC at the Quay, part of Festival 2014, Glasgow's citywide celebration to accompany the Commonwealth Games. As well as listeners to BBC Radio 3, we'd also like to welcome listeners on BBC Radio Scotland for a very special simcast this evening. And over the coming weeks, highlights from tonight's concert will also be broadcast on BBC Radio Ulster. But tonight's event is also being streamed on the web, and it will be on the BBC iPlayer over the coming days. You can check that out on bbc.co.uk/thekey, that's Q-U-A-Y, for full details.
We're broadcasting live from the banks of the River Clyde outside of BBC Scotland's headquarters at Pacific Quay in Glasgow. Well, let's get straight to the music, and before, they're joined by tonight's guest soloist, who is American saxophonist Maceo Parker. Please welcome the BBC Big Band, conducted by the wonderful Michael Abene, opening with Tonk.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our very special musical director and arranger, please show huge appreciation for the incredible Michael Ebene. And of course, the BBC Big Band. Let's introduce them all. On the trumpet section, Brian Rankin, Mark White, Andy Greenwood, Ryan Quigley, and Martin Shaw, the trumpets. On the trombones, we have Robbie Harvey, Alistair White, Ashley Horton, and John Higginbottom, the trombones. Up the front, playing saxes and flutes, Julian Siegel, Paul Booth, Paul Jones, Sammy Main, and Stuart Forbes. Right behind me, there's Neil Angley on keyboards and piano. On the guitar, the fabulous Phil Robson. Big bass sound from Dave Whitford. And also peppered throughout tonight's show, you'll be able to hear the great Lawrence Cottle on electric bass. Lawrence Cottle. He's tucked right behind there. And of course on drums, the powerhouse, that is Tom Gordon. And let's have one final round of applause, because it's a very special night. The very fantastic musical director and conductors with us tonight. We're very, very thrilled to have Michael Ebene conducting and arranging.
On today's programme, the repertoire pays tribute to the singular music of the late, great Ray Charles, featuring classics such as You Don't Know Me, I Got a Woman, You Are My Sunshine, and Hit the Road, Jack. The concert recognizes that 2014 marks the 10th anniversary of his passing. And ladies and gentlemen, our special guest soloist is well placed to lead our musical proceedings as one of the great innovators and divining talents of the saxophone in popular music over the last 50 years. He served as a major collaborator with the godfather of soul, James Brown, leading his famed and celebrated horn section, the JBs. He is a pop and funk icon with a distinguished career of his own. And on this concert, we also get to hear him on vocals. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome to the stage to perform Ray Charles, Them That's Got, Maceo Parker.
Thank you. maybe these shoes that I'm busted. Cotton's down a quarter pound, I'm busted. Big stack of bills getting bigger each day. The counter's gonna hold my hand on the way. I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan. I hate to be like a door down a bone. I'm busted. My brother says there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids all down with the flu. And I was just thinking about calling on you. Thank you. Never crumbles the fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows that one place, right here, right in the
Also, please, for the BBC Big Band, man. Come on. You know, it takes more than one person to make a groove. So we got 18. You know, we got a lot of grooving going on up here. All this, you know, beside all the, you know, Ray Charles singing the funky stuff and, you know, wonderful blues-oriented singer, funky, everything. He also was a great ballad singer. Wonderful, wonderful ballad singer. This is one of his, one of my most favorite pieces of that Ray Charles sang. This is called You Don't Know Me.
Hello.
like you know me well. You don't know me. Neil. I never knew you're the making love. Oh, my heart aches with love for you. And I'm afraid that shy hurts. I'm letting my chance go. Chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me and say goodbye. And I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. You'll never know. Say the one. Sometimes I sit here in this chair and still you don't know me. Nah, nah,
Mr. Parker. And now for one of the great, great, great classics of Ray Charles. This is You Are My Sunshine.
The other night, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you, girl, held you right in my arms. Then I woke up this morning, found that I was mistaken. And I hung my dress so deep, hung my head and I cried. This, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy and I'm happy when my sky is gray. Ha. Never, never thought that how much I love you. Yeah.
You Are My Sunshine, performed by the BBC Big Band, conducted by Michael Alberni, ending the first set by special guest soloist, the fantastic Maceo Parker. I love him. Absolutely brilliant. Well, while Maceo takes a well-earned five-minute rest from tonight's music, let's talk to the arranger and the director. Hello, Michael.
Hello there, Claire.
It's so great to see you here in the UK. Now, amongst many other things that you do, you're the musical director and principal arranger of the acclaimed WDR Big Band in Cologne. You've done that since 2004. What makes a big band special? And was it always a dream of yours to arrange for big band?
It's interesting. You know, when you're working with a big band, it doesn't have to be a band of great soloists. It has to be a band that has to think collectively. You know, in fact, you hear some recordings from years ago of big soloists in a big band, and they sound terrible because, you know, it doesn't take great, like I said, great soloists to make a big band. You all have to think collectively as one band, like Duke Ellington's band, Count Basie's band, to name two great examples of it, you know. But it doesn't. It really takes a collective feeling and wanting to play with one another, really. It really does.
Do you think the BBC Big Band are thinking as one tonight?
Oh, Lord, yes.
We think so,
too. Oh, yeah. My God, yes.
Who has been your biggest influence as from a writing point of view? I mean, who?
Well, for basically Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn, Gil Evans, and George Russell, who most people don't know about, who's a wonderful creative, wonderful composer.
Well, it's just fantastic what we've done tonight. Let's talk about the next chart. It's called Snapdragon. Tell us about that.
Okay, we did a wonderful project with saxophonist Bill Evans. Bill and I know one another for many years, and Bill operates in the kind of a more of a fusion-oriented kind of music. He's also done work with I shouldn't say the word, but hillbilly type of players, Bella Flack and the Flacktones, and some really wonderful people in that genre. And some of his melodies kind of remind you of kind of folk music. And we did a wonderful project with the WDR Big Band. And I don't know how he comes up with titles. I'm the worst at titles. I write them, but I can't name them. So I give them to somebody else. But Bill's music is a lot of fun to work with. And this particular project we did was with involved drummer Dave Weckl, wonderful bassist Mark Egan, along with the WDR Big Band. In fact, it's a recording. Go out to your nearest store, and it's called Van's Joint.
Brilliant. Well, let's hear it. Let's hear Snapdragon. BBC Big Band.
We'll be right back. Bye.
stand, please.
Fantastic. What a great atmosphere tonight. Snapdragon performed there by the BBC Big Band, of course, conducted and arranged by Michael Abeni. I'm Claire Martin.
And I'm Julian Joseph.
And you're listening to a very special edition of Jazz Line Up on BBC Radio 3, coming to you live from Glasgow as part of BBC at the Quay, a musical celebration to the Commonwealth Games. And a warm welcome also to listeners on BBC Radio Scotland. Well, time now to welcome back to the stage tonight our very special guest soloist, Please Go Mad, for the incredible Maceo Parker.
the inimitable Maceo Parker, ladies and gentlemen. Featured with the BBC Big Band, conducted by the great Michael Abene. That was Hit the Road Jack, and I will be speaking with Maceo a little later, so you got that to look forward to.
Please welcome to the stage now Stephen Duffy and Lindley Hamilton. You're both looking very dapper.
Thank you.
Well, Stephen, you sing with big bands a lot. There's something very special about singing with a big band. What's been your recent concert experience?
You cannot beat being on stage with a band of this class, of this caliber, this kind of luxurious accompaniment. And when you're a singer, this kind of accompaniment is as good as it gets. You can't beat working in a real improvised jazz setting with a trio or a quartet. But when you've got a luxury accompaniment list with great arrangements, it's the best fun you can have with your clothes on, put it that way.
I believe that. Well, Stephen presents BBC Radio Scotland's Jazz House, in case you haven't met him before, and Lindley Hamilton presents BBC Radio on BBC Radio Ulster, your own show, and you're both huge fans of Maceo and big band music. So, Lindley, tell us about your experience with big band music. What's the first big band record you bought?
Well, like many brass players, I'm a trumpet player, so like many brass players, it comes through the youth jazz orchestra movement and in the north and in the south, and the combined jazz orchestra. Bobby Lamb, who was a trombone player way back in the day, who obviously has still connections in the UK, conducted an Irish youth jazz orchestra. A lot of the great players came through, and of course that sets the scene for a career as a soloist as well as a big band soloist,
yeah.
I guess.
Brilliant. But let's talk about the jazz in Scotland, Stephen. I mean, it always seems to be something very exciting happening here. I mean, I'm thinking Tommy Smith straight away. He's a real
Absolutely,
key player
yes.
in the movement here. It's a really good scene, isn't it?
It's a really good scene. There's been, the last 10, 15 years, there's been a real renaissance in jazz in Scotland. We've established the very first full-time jazz performance course at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. There are maybe fewer places to play, a lot more musicians. But they're finding their own work for themselves. Great big band scene. I should point out that in this band this evening, there are two big band directors. Stuart Forbes is on baritone saxophone, is director of the Strathclyde Youth Jazz Orchestra. And in the trumpet section, a big band leader, no, Mr. Ryan Quigley, of this parish. So
well,
there's a lot of stuff happening. It's great fun.
Well, we know the state of jazz in Scotland is incredibly healthy with all of those things that you mentioned. But Lindley, if I turn to you, what is the state of jazz in Ireland, as you are the voice and the recognizable face of jazz for Northern Ireland?
It's getting stronger and stronger. There's a youth movement. It's being taught in schools. There are amateur big bands. There's an Ulster Youth Jazz Orchestra led by Ken Jordan. There's youth movements in the south of Ireland. There's PhD courses and master's courses. There's New Park, which is an educational facility which allows young players, not just from Ireland, but people from America and Europe to come and progress here, and as a result they stay in the scene. In fact, very recently BBC Radio Ulster, in conjunction with the Arts Council in Northern Ireland, has offered an award for a youth player, which they'll be partnering as a media partner for 2 years to build a profile of that artist and also other artists who apply for the award. So we're trying to encourage the scene, we're trying to obviously get the people involved and make it a movement, and we're feeling very positive about the outcome.
Well, it's great that there are such good things happening. Can I just say thank you to Lindley Hamilton and to Stephen Duffy, ladies and gentlemen. Now, as promised, I'm going to have a chat with the man himself. Please put your hands together for Maceo Parker. First of all, Maceo, it's amazing to, first of all, hear you play and to hear you sing. You were never a closet singer, but it's great to hear you feature your voice this way. Has Ray been a big inspiration for you?
Well, I like to start by saying you have to be careful for what you wish for. Because I think when I was about the age of 10, I started listening to everything recorded. Me and my brothers, we wanted to hear everything recorded. And somehow Ray Charles became on top of the stack, which meant we played Ray Charles a lot. And I never knew that, you know, the situation would be with me where I can come and be in front of a, I don't know what I put in this, big band, I put it that way, you know, to represent somewhat Ray Charles. And this is like, it's like heaven for me. Thank you very much.
Did you ever have the chance of working with Ray?
I never actually worked with him, but I did open for him or with him 3 weeks over in Europe, and there was a big banner that went across the stage that said Maceo Parker and Ray Charles, and I have the banner today.
Well, your teamwork with Michael Ebene is a wonderful match. It's a match made in heaven. Excellent arranging, brilliant writing, completely swinging, completely in the pocket. And Michael said to Claire earlier what his four biggest influences were. I think he said Gil Evans, Duke Ellington, George Russell, and Billy Strayhorn. For you, who are your biggest influences musically?
Mr. Stanley Turrentine, tenor player.
Mm-hmm.
And now my brain is trying to stop, but Lee Morgan. I used to listen to a lot of trumpet players.
Yeah.
Freddie Hubbard, Lee Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Julian, like your first name, Mr. Julian Cannonball Adderley, mm-hmm. and his brother, Nat. I got a chance to meet them.
Right.
Just to name a few, I was lucky as a high school, music majors, so to speak. I had a saxophone, my instructor, you know, for marching band was a saxophonist, and, you know, that's where I got my, you know, early training from him. So it's been a lot of people that sort of influenced me.
So you and Michael had teamed up, and you did a great big band record, a great record with a varying material that includes Ray Charles and other styles and other composers. But how is it having the BBC Big Band inhabit that space as the big band for this music that you two so lovingly prepared?
Well, that's what I mean. It's like heaven. It's really is like heaven for me. I mean, it's great, great, great musicians, the whole band, and you know, I'm just thrilled that someone decided to choose me to come in and sort of, you know, stand in front of this group and do my thing. I just like to applaud them. I'm having so much fun. It's great. Thank you. Plus, one other thing I just thought about. It's very, very important because you have to teach the youngsters that everybody may, you know, you can't, you know, do the sport thing, the, you know, the football and basketball and all that. You just might be a flute player. You never know. So it's very important you have musicians like this to inspire the young ones. And again, that's very, very important.
Well, Maceo Parker, thank you very much. Now, if you're wondering what the background noise is, that's the Glasgow rain for all you listeners out there. And it's such a pleasure speaking with Maceo and listening to this music. We wish you the best, Maceo, and thank you so much for speaking with me. The next song you're going to play is called Rock Steady. So, Maceo Parker, the BBC Big Band, conducted by Michael Ebene, and Rock Steady.
Yeah, now let's call this song exactly what it is.
Thank you, Peniel. All right. Thank you. Now we'd like to go the other, total other extreme. I didn't mean that extreme. This time, I will. It's going to be a little duet. Maceo Parker on vocal and myself on piano. This is Georgia On My Mind.
Charles went to the microphone and said, "Oh, Georgia, well, Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through there's a rain, just sang, oh, sweet song, well, keeps Georgia on my mind. Well, 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 I say, Georgia, well, Georgia, Georgia, it's a song about you. Come there, sweet and clear, world is like moonlight through the pine, yeah. Other arms reach out, yeah. Other eyes a smile tenderly, still in a peaceful dreams I see. Hey, the road leads back to you. That's why we say, oh, Georgia. I got Georgia on my mind. Back to you. That's why Well, George, once again, falsetto. Well, Junior, no peace, no peace I find. Till I get down south, I'm gonna see if I still got Georgia on my mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just now, oh, oh, sweet song of Georgia, well, on my mind, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, hallelujah, I love her so well. Sadly, we've come to the end of our broadcast. A huge thanks from all of us to everyone here at BBC at the Key. Of course, to our star soloist, Maceo Parker, the BBC Week Band, and tonight's amazing musical director, Michael Abeni. Yeah. They are going to play us out with What I'd Say. But till next time, from me, Claire Martin.
And from me, Julian Joseph, it's a very good night.
Good night.
Must leave this week's jazz lineup as the musical celebrations continue at Pacific Quay on the banks of the River Clyde. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade.